Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Queensland police say the Bondi Junction stabbing attacker known but had no arrests or convictions. Israel's defence minister says the country has withstood Iranian military attack. And in football, Ange Postecoglou says Tottenham must bounce back after a 4-0 loss to Newcastle. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales police have identified 40-year-old Joel Couchy as the perpetrator of Saturday afternoon's attack at Westfield's Bondi Junction shopping centre, saying he acted alone. Six people, including five women and one man, have died from their injuries, while 12 people were treated in hospital last night. New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Anthony Cook has reiterated that there is no information, evidence or intelligence to suggest the attack was motivated by terrorism. Queensland Police Assistant Commissioner Roger Lowe says Mr. Couchy, who moved to Sydney last month from Brisbane, had a history of mental health issues and had limited contact with police over the past 4 to 5 years. He says police are liaising with his family to assist investigations in New South Wales.
The family have cooperated with the Queensland Police Service in this regard, and they are issuing a statement on their behalf with respect to their own condolences and thoughts to the family and friends of those victims involved in this tragedy. Equally, they have sent a message to the New South Wales Police Force with respect to support of the police officer who has killed their son and expressing their concerns for her welfare.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has praised the extraordinary courage of those who confronted the attacker during the Bondi attack. The Prime Minister travelled to Sydney from Canberra this afternoon, where he laid a wreath at a memorial for the victims alongside New South Wales Premier Chris Minns and local federal MP Allegra Spender. Speaking to ABC Radio Sydney before his departure, Mr. Albanese said the tragedy was also a story of bravery and courage. In overseas news, Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant says the country's defence forces have been able to block Iran's military attack with the help of its allies, including the US. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has confirmed that it had launched a dozen missiles and drones against Israel since Saturday, claiming it had successfully hit targets. Iran had been threatening to attack Israel after an airstrike earlier this week, which it blamed on Israel destroying Iran's consulate in Syria, killing 12 people, including two high-ranking Iranian generals. Mr. Gallant says the IDF has successfully blocked the first wave of attacks, but says it remains prepared for any scenario.
Israel withstood tonight the attack of hundreds of missiles and unmanned aerial vehicles. The IDF blocked this attack in the most impressive way, together with our partners, the Americans and others.
A new report has found Australian households could save $9.3 billion on energy bills each year by investing in the untapped solar potential of residential rooftops across the nation. The Solar Citizens study, released on Sunday, found the nationwide investment would pay for itself in just over 5 years and would deliver household savings of $1,390 a year on average to millions of Australians. The findings follow two major solar energy announcements from the federal government in recent weeks, including a $1 billion program designed to boost locally made solar panels. The new report, based on analysis from the University of New South Wales, found that while 3.68 million Australian homes had solar panels installed, millions more were missing out on the technology. Let's go to sport now. And in the Premier League, Tottenham Hotspur manager Ange Postecoglou says his team have no choice but to bounce back after suffering their biggest loss of the season. Newcastle hammered Spurs 4-0 at home on Saturday to see them drop out of the top four and an automatic Champions League qualification position. Isaac and Anthony Gordon scored within 95 seconds of each other in the first half as Newcastle followed up last season's 6-1 home win against Tottenham. Speaking to Optus Sport, Postecoglou praised Newcastle's performance.
It's a tough one, a bit raw at the moment, but credit to Newcastle. I thought they were really good today, and we never really got to grips with the game, and we kind of weren't able to sort of execute pretty much any of the stuff we usually
do. Meanwhile, Manchester City have thumped strugglers Luton 5-1 at home to move back top of the Premier League. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.